listening to Star Wars Sessions, probably Britain's greatest Star Wars podcast.
The Star Wars Sessions podcast.
Palpatine loves a good Star Wars session.
Absolute legends of Star Wars Sessions.
This is the way, this is the way.
Please welcome your hosts, Matt Hudson and Luke Bly.
This is when fun begins.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are in the galaxy, and welcome to Star Wars Sessions. Come for the Star Wars, stay for the sessions.
Yep.
My name is Matt Hudson, aka Jabba the Hutt, and joining me here in the cockpit of the Essex Falcon is the greatest Star Wars man, fan, and buddy out there. He's got great hair, he likes a convention. It's Luke Bly, Master Bly Walker!
Yeah, mate, we're here. We're actually at the Excel Centre in East London. I got here really early. Like crazy, crazy early.
He had some business to sort out.
Yeah, I got here early and did a poop. Basically.
Before we go in, let's be professional. We'll use the bathroom before we go in and that. It looks like I've already been for a poop.
I've marked my territory. MCI. Oh, look, Mando over there. Look.
This is where the fun's already begun.
I've scouted somewhere. Do you know what? I brought my jacket. I brought an overshirt. I got a backpack. And because outside in London today, it's a beautiful blue sky.
Clear day.
But it is cold,
it's
man.
It's deceptive. I didn't even bring a coat because it's going to be hot.
Cold.
Here.
Well, we've gotten here and it's boiling.
Yep.
Like, walking around, I was like, no, I'm already getting moist.
Well, I've been I've been up and down. So have you been up and down London for the last week? And
I have actually.
I made the rookie error of wearing a coat and a hoodie on the underground, and I thought I was going to perspire before I even
got to
my destination.
I did it yesterday. I was literally in London, central London yesterday. I was like, mate, oh, it's cold, and then suddenly it's warm because you're on the underground and it's like a billion degrees, and then suddenly it's -2. That's the joys of London, mate, and that's the joys of Comic Con.
Yes.
So we're here. It's going to get filth. Hoping for some good stuff.
Yes, mate. For those who have been following us in the last few weeks and months, Mark Newbold will be here on tomorrow. We're recording this on Friday the 22nd. Mark Newbold will be here on the 23rd, and we will be faking him with a sausage roll. But
by the way, so the show this week is different to our usual format.
Yeah, this is basic.
Right?
We're not going to have having any bongs of Big Ben Kenobi today because this is the news. There won't be a Bantina, and the whole thing's going to be a game, as far as we're concerned.
Yeah, so basically. We're freestyling.
Yeah, we're going to be chronicling our 2 days at Comic Con. We'll be grabbing some guests, some cosplayers, some attendees. Anyone who wants to chat with us, we'll be getting. We'll be asking them all the crushing Star Wars questions.
We'll get the Matt Hudson sausage roll treatment.
Exactly. We'll be asking them who would win in a fight, a pork or a baby Yoda.
Yeah, Grogu. We're going to mix it up, mate. It's going to be great.
Yeah,
it's going to be really good. So I'm looking forward to it, mate. Should we get stuck in?
I'm going to go to the toilet, mate.
Oh, yeah. Mark, your territory. Naughty boy. Right, okay, first little interview at MCM Comic Con London 2021, which feels weird to say anyway.
Yes.
We're with a cosplayer called George, who's cosplaying as Cara Dune. Hello, George.
Hi there.
Or shall I say hello, Cara?
Oh, I don't think I can do an American accent that well, I'm afraid.
Are you sure?
It's a good cosplay. Why did you come as Cara Dune?
I just really thought the character was really fun. Mm-hmm. She kicks Mando's ass quite a lot.
She does.
That was quite fun, yeah.
The Mandalorian TV show, though. I mean, when we last came here, it was October 2019. So I think, had Mando just started?
Mando
hadn't started. What do you think of the show? We've had 2 seasons of it so far. What do you think?
Oh, see, I absolutely adore it. I've actually introduced my friend to it last night and this morning. Yeah.
This said friend here, Emma.
What a legend.
I've seen 4 episodes so far, and I'm literally in love.
Four episodes in. And you've not seen it before. Wow.
Cara Dune, the Mandalorian.
Oh.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Oh, come very on. Good. That's
that
really
one.
Good.
We've got to mention it, Cara Dune, she's not going to be in season 3, so we believe. Is that You've come dressed as Cara
Dune. Spoiler, by the way.
Oh, spoiler. Is that a big blow for you, or do you think they'll bring her back somehow?
I just like the character. Yeah. I don't know anything else about the character's cool, and that's fine.
Good for you. Yep. Good for you. Yeah.
Well, we saw Cara Dune walking down the aisle. They're walking through the foyer of Comic Con, and we did shout, Cara! So our first cosplay sighting of the day.
And you were like, yes! Someone knows who I am. We were like, yes. The Star Wars peeps are looking out for each other. Thank you so much for your time, guys. Appreciate it.
Cheers.
So, thank you.
Have a lovely day.
Thanks.
You too. Bye.
Well, we've found some Stormtroopers and Darth Vader.
Vader's just hanging around taking selfies, which is not how I envisioned a Dark Lord on his day off.
Stormtrooper, you all right?
Oh, okay, thanks.
What's your designation, Trooper?
TK don't really care at the moment.
TK, 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 BB.
I saw you earlier, didn't
Hello,
I? I did, near the entrance. Oh, true. Touché.
It's quite hard to differ. This chap here, though, Commander.
Matt, I see Power of the Force stuff. Oh. I see Power of the Force toys, which are my favourite.
As long as they've got Power of the Force.
Some might say they're so good.
No, that's gone.
Can I get one of you guys to say so good, just like that?
So good.
Oh, that was cheeky.
You can say so good.
Right, I'm going to go look at the toys.
Oh, we move along. We've moved on from stormtroopers patrolling the foyer, and we're now standing in exalted presence of Jedi Master Plo Koon. How are you, sir?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah.
The younglings died.
Yes.
Not good, is it, mate?
It's not the best situation to be in.
Well, that's all we have here. Life does continue. So, you're right, Plo.
Just before all the 66 happened, you're in your speedo. Where were you going? Were you going for dinner? Going to get a drink? Or
we were flying over Koto Nemoidia.
Koto Nemoidia, yeah. I hear there's some good restaurants there.
Yes.
I've heard there's a Nando's there.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like a cheeky Nando's?
Oh, Fortnite dancers.
So the question I've got for you: who would win if in the Jedi temples? Who would win in a duel between Ki Adi Mundi and Kit Fisto?
That's a very tough decision. I would probably waver on the side of Ki Adi Mundi.
Yeah, forehead, innit?
Yeah, the Kit forehead. Fisto was a beefcake.
Team forehead. Right, big love, Poe. Plo.
And the Force
be with
you.
Poe.
Beefcake, fist bump, bang!
Right, so what is your name?
My name is Neo Tokyo, otherwise known as Tom.
Tom, you're carrying a lightsaber, bro.
This here is a beam katana. I am Travis Touchdown. I won this baby here through eBay in an auction, right?
Right.
Got it for super cheap. Hack and slash my foes. Bloodberry, this beauty is called.
Oh.
Beam katana.
Very good.
Lightsaber. I don't know what that is. That sounds like copyright issues to me.
Nah, mate. Bigger franchise, isn't it? Trump.
Oh, here we go.
Not a political here joke. Trump is in like the traditional Trump.
Yeah, not that.
Like
one,
top
yeah.
Trumps.
We're talking about everyone, yeah.
We're, right. We're not a political podcast.
It is
podcast.
A lovely lightsaber.
No,
mate.
No, definitely not. No, 100%. No.
I love your lightsaber, buddy.
It's a great saber.
Beam katana, you mean?
Favourite Star Wars film, Tom?
Never heard of them.
Oh, come on! Yes. I'm trying to break him! What about little baby Yoda, Grogu? Opinions?
Give him a cuddle.
Little blue guy, right?
Neo amazing. Tokyo, you're doing us. You're doing us dirty, mate. You look very good, Neo Tokyo. High five! Yeah. Nice.
Cheers,
big love. See you later,
cheers,
guys.
Fellas.
See you, lads. You tell first. I tell first. Right,
I'll
okay.
First.
Okay. We are here with Lewis and Alfie.
Yes.
We have a very nice Imperial man. And we have a very nice Death Watch Mandalorian. Say hello, gents.
Hello there.
Hello there. Kenobi.
I like it. So, Imperial guy, how are you enjoying MCM Comic Con?
I'm doing very well, thank you. First time I've been here, and he's decided to drag me out for all 3 days.
Are you with 501st, or are you just on your own?
Just on my own.
Is it just the two of you?
Yeah, because yeah, everyone else have... couldn't come. There was more of us we were planning with, but they couldn't make it for whatever reason, because they couldn't get off work.
We have adult jobs, adult money, so we were like,
mate, know the feeling. Good
it's
for you
the Mandalorian
guys.
Is an adult job, mate. You've just taken your helmet off. Can I assume that you're quite hot under there?
Yes, I'm quite sweaty. I'm wearing glasses as well and a mask to cover. I have really long hair, so I have to have like a face mask to get all the hair out of my face. So
we hear that you're Death Watch. Mandalorian.
Yes.
So you're not just normal, everyday Mandalorian. You're
The Death Watch were a specific group of people when it came out to the pacifism during the Clone Wars with Governor Satine. A group of them didn't like this, and they wanted to carry on with their ways, so they formed the terrorist organization Death Watch, as they were exiled to... I can't remember the moon.
Yeah, the
it's
moon.
Not, it's not called Dawn.
Do you know
Dawn.
It?
Moondalore.
It's not about...
Let's agree that should be the name.
It's Moondalore. That's it. I'm a Mandalorian.
Let's email Pablo Hidalgo and make it happen. Let's make it happen. Right, guys. It's lovely to see more Star Wars cosplayers. Yeah. And I suppose we'll leave you with This Is The Way.
This Is The Way.
Fist bump. Fist bump. Oh. Gun bump. Gun bump.
Glove bump. Cheers, boys.
See you, gangsters.
Hello, this is Ahmed Best. I am Jar Jar Binks in the prequels of Star Wars. And you're listening to Star Wars Sessions, which is probably the UK's best Star Wars program.
Sith Slayer.
Sith Slayer 246. We have found one of our own. We have found a sessioner. It's Sith Slayer 246. How are you, mate?
I'm so well. Thank you very much. I'm having a great time. I can't believe we're back here at MCM.
And you've just come back from a crazy trip in Florida, where I was jealous of you on the reg, on the daily. It looked amazing. How was that? Was that good being at Galaxy's Edge?
Yeah, absolutely incredible. Again, it's been a couple of years. We spent 2 weeks at all the Disney parks. Obviously, Galaxy's Edge was my highlight. Mate. I went there a few times, took lots of pictures, had blue milk, green milk.
Yeah,
did it.
All the milk.
All the milk.
Well, Sif Slay has turned up, but he's not alone. Who have you brought with you today?
I've brought my lovely missus. This is Ashley.
Hi.
So pleased to be on the air.
Yeah, you were saying earlier that you are basically, you know the podcast.
Yes.
But not through choice, unfortunately.
I've heard your voices in the background of
my
our
man.
Home many
Sif
times.
Slayer, Mo, my man. Yeah. Well done. A man of culture.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can we have breakfast about these guys in the background?
That's it. I made her listen to the Raylo episode last night.
Topical. Are you a Raylo?
No, I'm not a Raylo fan. No.
I might be a converted Raylo after listening to last night.
Yeah,
she was very convincing.
Great.
I'm like,
She made some great points, right? Some fantastic points, yeah. Now, Mo, you are the lightsaber guy. Like, I see you
and
on Instagram, like, say all these tiny details. And I'm like, how does he know this stuff? You've got a lightsaber with you today,
yes,
right? Walk us through it. It is the Skywalker lightsaber, but walk us through it.
Skywalker lightsaber. This is custom built. It's extremely screen accurate for the Force Awakens version. All the parts, all the little kind of greeblies and the clamp card and the grips and everything is down to the millimeter from the screen accurate version. There's a lot of Facebook groups that are... This is the Graflex. Yeah, because
you
it's
see,
based on a Graflex camera.
You seem to be zoning out.
Your wife knows. Your wife knew. Hang on. Your wife is dropping
glazed
those
over.
Terms. Graflex. What?
Glazed
what?
Over completely.
Oh, Inferno Squad. Sorry. Was that Inferno Squad
Inferno
or was
Squad,
it Pilot?
Yes. No, it's Inferno Squad, yeah.
I get confused with it all, to be honest, mate, sometimes.
Yeah, it was Inferno
it's
Squad.
It's all overwhelming. Yeah, lovely to see you, mate. And we'll get a picture and put it on the socials so that people can see your very lovely lightsaber.
And face.
Yes. And face, yes.
Yeah. Lovely, mate. Cheers, mate.
See you, mate. And I said, hey,
what a wonderful kind of day when you learn to work and play.
Hey,
you get along with each other.
You gotta listen to ya.
Listen to the beat. Listen to the rhythm.
Rhythm of the street.
Open up your eyes.
Open up your ears.
Working together. Working together. It's a simple message. And it comes from the heart.
Everybody.
So believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself.
The place to start.
And I said,
hey.
Come in, mate.
What a wonderful day. You learn to work and play.
Yeah.
Get along with each other.
Hey.
Hey, what a wonderful kind of day.
Hey.
Hey, what a wonderful kind of day.
Hey.
Hey.
TW. I was waiting for that. Well done, guys.
Yes.
Well done, gangsters. Yes. Well done, gangsters.
Thank
I'm impressed.
You guys.
I'm
great
impressed.
Job.
Fist bumps Lovely all round. Costume. Fist bumps all round.
Wonderful costume, mate.
Can you
yes.
send me that footage? How plausible is that? If I give don't you our business
me,
card.
Don't tell me it didn't record. Oh.
You're oh. joking. You're
I
joking.
Wish I wish I was, man.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
So
oh, no.
Either way,
King Deal behind the wall of sound. Am I allowed another question or two?
Oh, yeah, we're on air.
Okay. Oh, all right, another question.
Clock is ticking, huh?
Because you've been waiting for quite a while, so.
No, I have.
Here. Right. Good yes. sir, what's your name and what is your favourite dessert?
Right, name is Luke, and I like a sticky toffee pudding, but it's got to be saucy.
Oh.
Right? It's got to
yeah,
have.
We like saucy.
Oh, we do.
No,
we do.
And
oh,
sexy.
Yes, what's exactly. My question is, we're big Star Wars fans, we love Hondo. What's it like working with Dave Filoni on the Star Wars animated projects? And also, when can we expect some more Jim Cummings Star Wars appearances?
Amen to that. You know, I can't believe I'm not in The Mandalorian. I think I'd look really good. As, Hondo. Yeah, yeah. You guys should send some cards or something. No, Hondo's one of my favorite guys. He's like my top five guys, and I'm glad. I really appreciate the appreciation. And was there a question, or am I just tirading again?
Yeah, what's it like working with Dave Filoni?
Oh, yeah, he's a great guy. Great, great guy. You know, he's, you know, and the way I kind of work is I'll always do one as written, and then I do it the right way, you know, with a complete rewrite. And God bless him, he kept all of my ad-libs, you know, like, you know, instead of going, well, I have to go, I go, oh, look at the time. Well, it's I have to go now, you know, and you know, there were things when he and Obi-Wan Kenobi were arguing over price, and he goes, do you expect me to believe that I'm to pay you for going there and liberating the thing? You're welcome! And you know, instead of saying, well, yes, I would like 500 Shimuzis. And, you know, they just kept them all. And as a result, and I don't know if you ever get a chance to go to Disney World or Disneyland, but if you do, please stop by the Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run, and I'll give you a ride in the Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run. And so I steal it about 500 times a day. It's great.
Yeah,
everyone, round of applause for Luke.
Fresh from the Jim Cummings panel, me and Lukey Boy, we've got a pint, but we didn't buy the pint because we're joined by possibly the most handsome man at Comic Con on the Friday.
I like the way he looked around to confirm that.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Is that easy?
Sure. Let me Dave just. Dunn, the,
he's right.
Dave Dunn, who is the main man behind UK's largest Black Series collectors group. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. How are you doing?
Is it the UK's or is it the world's?
No, it is the UK's. I think we're the most sort of active on Facebook. So,
yep.
Yeah, liked it to be the world, but maybe next week.
Now, Dave is an Essex boy, so yep. You're a local. Local boy?
Local boy, huh?
There we go. He does it better than me. And we're at MCM. Yeah, tell us through what you've got so far, mate, because you are a collector. You have a lot of stuff.
I do. I have a lot of stuff, and I'm adding to it today. To be honest, though, I've only picked up one Star Wars thing so far, and it's the Clone Fives Trooper. Fives.
50th.
That's it, 50th Black Series. No, I think it's Fives. Got the old
print on his chest,
yeah. So, yeah, pick that up on the hunt for a bit more. Got some Ninja Turtle stuff as well, but we'll keep that off.
The most important thing is that we've got a pint. Yeah, and that's it, really.
Yeah, so thanks for listening. Yeah,
yeah, we got a pint. We've seen Jim Cummings, and let's see where else the day takes us.
It will do, Dave. Who's going to win? Who's going to win in a straight up Spotchka fueled duel between Boba Fett and the Mandalorian? Oh. They've had far too many. They've had a skinful. Who's winning the fight?
Oh no! I'm going for Mando. He's a bit younger. Bit younger, ain't been swallowed by a Sarlacc, so
yeah,
I'm going to give it to him.
Good shout. Good
and,
shout.
And hang on, as well, before we wrap up Dave's little segment here, the King of Dun. Dun, 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 dun. No, I was going to say, right, explain again for me, because I know we just videoed it, but you, Dave got up his phone a second ago and was like, is this Dan Sexton? Just this random photo of some guy, and it weren't. So who was it, Dave?
It was a random clone of Danny Sexton that was on the group on my Star Wars on Black Series group. Messaged me saying you're going to be at MCM, and I thought it was Oh, so good. Danny Sexton.
Yes.
It was not. It was some...
Imposter.
You know what? You can't spell Vader without Dave. Day, dun, 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 dun.
There we go. Dave. See? Yeah. Genius. Oh, Genius. Genius. Well, Dan Sexton isn't here.
Nope.
So... Mate, one of them is.
Someone who is.
Let's find him.
Danny Sexton.
Maybe he can be our new Dan Sexton.
Well, why not? Let's find him.
We'll be like, can you say so good?
Should we do it?
Like, nah. I think we should.
They have a tannoy here.
Right, let's do it. Let's make it happen. Let's find Danny Sexton.
What's Dave's favourite Star Wars film?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, tough one. Big cliche. I'm going to go Empire. I know everybody says Empire. Yeah, of course, on the t-shirt. It's got to be Empire for me, definitely. Close run as Rogue One, though. Do love a bit of Rogue One.
Everyone loves Rogue One. Everyone loves Rogue One. All right, thank you so much, Dave, you big boy. We'll see you later. We're going to pub later, aren't we? Yeah. Everyone is. We are with two big bananas in big pyjamas, and... Lads, are you Star Wars fans?
Of course.
Big Star Wars fans.
This is the way. I want to hear from you a Star Wars impression. It can be anyone. Banana number one. Give us a Star Wars impression. We'll guess it.
Well, you want to guess it?
We have to try and guess it.
Okay.
Your impression, to be clear.
General Kenobi, this is a mistake. I'll get you set free at once.
One.
Do you know what it is?
No.
I don't know what it is.
I thought it was.
What is it?
Count Dooku.
Oh.
You naughty boy.
No, you naughty boy. Right, B2.
Your swords, please. I want to make a mess in front of the Chancellor now.
Oh. That's bad boy count as well, isn't it?
You're going to go? What about...
It is, isn't it? Thank you.
Bodhi, Rook, cargo pilot. I haven't. Is it Mandalorian?
No.
Saw Gerrera, mate.
Saw Gerrera, Rouge One.
Yeah, that was a potential Rouge banana one. Skin, wasn't it?
Oi!
sorry, boys. Right, we're talking Star Wars. B2 are the Star Wars tattoo of the Death Star. What's your favourite Star Wars films?
I'm going to get stick for not saying the original trilogy, but no. Revenge of the Sith.
Good lad.
Yeah, Sith. Fist bump.
Lad. Fist bump.
I would also say
Revenge of the Sith.
Fist bump.
Why Sith?
I don't know. I just think it had a good climax. It had the best battle. The music was on point from John Williams, so I loved it.
Music for me.
Yeah, music. The music in it is amazing.
And Natalie Portman, of course. And not just to port man, but to port women and port children too.
Yeah! Oh, well done, bananas. We love you. Are you going to the pub later? All right. See you there.
See you then, boys. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Boys.
Okay, we've seen some interesting folks around MCM Comic Con, but now we are an esteemed company.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Temple Guard, aka Will. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad at all. How are you?
Yeah, well, we're enjoying Comic Con. You enjoying it?
Yeah, not too bad. It's been a while. A couple of years.
It's been a while.
It's been too long.
It's 2 years exactly.
What I will say, though, is the conventions I've been to, anyway, I haven't ever seen a Temple Guard before.
I've done it. Celebration, I was here.
Nice.
And
London. We were here for that.
Yeah. And then a couple of years after that. But other than that, no.
Yeah, I don't think.
I approached you because at first I didn't see your helmet, and I was like, oh, and I was like, that was your lot. Yeah, that was you lot. I was like, oh, are you dressed as High Republic? Because I didn't see the helmet, and I saw the yellow lightsaber, and you were like, no, I'm a Temple Guard, and I was like, oh wow. And now looking at it, doesn't it look very High Republic-y?
In the High Republic there are some allusions to what the Temple Guards later became, so
which makes sense, right? Canonically it makes sense.
Absolutely.
Do you get much I don't know, notice being a Temple Guard?
Yeah, it's quite good actually. You sort of punts around people to photograph things like that. It's quite nice.
Which, would it be okay if we got a photograph of you in a moment?
Yeah,
is that cool?
No problem at all.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right then. Well, it will, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for speaking to us.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries.
Now, we all know we're here for the Star Wars week in, week out, but we do like to dabble occasionally and cross the pop culture divide. And I'm standing here with Phil, but I like to know him as Captain America. Phil, how are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. First question I've got to ask is, could Luke Skywalker defeat Captain America in a one-on-one duel?
Yes.
There we go. Why?
He's got a lightsaber. Come on. Lightsabers cut through pretty much everything, except Beskar.
Can he cut through that shield?
Well, if I was to put a lightsaber against the shield, the lightsaber's got to win. It's got to win. Unless I see some Beskar shield, I'm not going to see a lightsaber being trumped by vibranium at all, no.
As a Star Wars fan, I approve of that. But like Mark Hamill said, Luke and Cap would never fight because they're two good guys. But in terms of Star Wars, then, mate, have you got a favourite film?
Ooh, favourite Star Wars film. Oh, I've weirdly got to go with Episode 3. I don't know why.
We had a couple of
with the prequels. I love the prequels.
We spoke to a couple of people dressed up as bananas earlier, and both of them said their favourite was Episode 3. We asked them why, and they said, because it's the biggest.
I'll agree with that. But a very, very close favourite is Episode 5, though. I got to go with the Episode 5. The Empire just absolutely trumping the Rebels at points, yeah. And big cat and mouse chase with the Millennium Falcon. Luke finding out more about the Jedi. Oh, that's bringing. It makes me want to watch Star Wars now.
he's going to ditch this Captain America stuff. But
yeah, trade all my shield for a lightsaber, I think.
We've got MCU, the future of the MCU. We've got the Eternals coming out. Spider-Man No Way Home's coming out. A complete plethora of content next year. What are you most looking forward to in the MCU?
Ooh, that's... It's weird. Every time there's a new trailer, I look forward to that new film. At the moment, probably Eternals. I'm actually cosplaying as Icarus on the Sunday for an Eternals group. It's going to be really, really good. But Eternals is... It's just because it's a bit more space-agey and mysterious for me as well. There's a lot of, like, newness, I suppose, to it. So that's why I'm excited for it, I think.
Everything I've heard about it so far is it's very, very good. So, final question, mate. Star Wars, if you could cosplay as any Star Wars character, who are you coming as?
Oh, that's a really hard question. I've got to go with Darth Vader.
Yes, Darth Vader. So,
you
heard it here first. Captain America really wants to be Darth Vader. Phil, thank you so much for talking to us in Star Wars Sessions.
No worries. Thanks for talking to me.
Yeah. What do you think of The Last Jedi, Mr. Hand?
I think The Last Jedi was the worst movie ever made.
Well, am I talking to you or am I talking to Mr. Hand?
Mr. Hayat says as well. We're both in agreement here.
The Last Jedi was the most beautiful, well-written, by far and away the best acted. And just because it didn't have loads of swirly, twirly lightsabers that everybody wanted, makes it the best movie. And then when the swirly, twirly lightsabers did come out, people moaned and said, oh, it's too prescribed, it's too dancey. It's the best Star Wars movie there is.
You go to hell! You go to hell and you die!
I can't answer that. Hudson out.
Hudson out. Thank you, Mr. Hand. Cheers, mate.
Well done, mate.
Scott, yes. Welcome back to Star Wars Sessions, mate.
2 years today, isn't it?
2 years, mate.
It's like
2 years. We interviewed you as a 50. No, was it 50? Yeah, 501st Clone Trooper.
Yeah, 501st Clone Trooper.
And we uploaded that video to YouTube. That video got crazy traction, and then we've accidentally lost the channel. So,
you say, Scott, what is your official designation?
Today
yeah.
It's CX. 27497.
There is no
today.
Scott.
Today. Scott, you look fantastic, mate.
Yeah,
and Scott is a patron of ours, and he has been on our watch-alongs. And in the background of a watch-along, this dude has been 3D printing.
Yes, he has.
What was it at the time? Was it the first phase clone trooper helmet at the time?
No, it must have been. I'll tell you what it would have been. It'd been the parts of that battle droid that I'm printing.
Battle droid, yeah, man.
Scott, you posted on the Discord the other day, didn't you? This guy had like a battle droid head just on his floor. I was like, this guy, how
who
on
doesn't?
Earth?
Who doesn't?
Yeah, I was like, this guy's a legend, absolute legend.
Local boy, huh?
Yeah, Scott, how are you enjoying MCM so far, bro?
Oh yeah, it's been amazing to actually be out again, back to some sort of even in its reduced capacity, to have some sort of normality back is great.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, mate. Definitely, mate. So we're talking to people, and we're asking them a little cheeky question, a little cheeky number. Who would win in a fight? Mando, Din Djarin, our boy, or Boba Fett? Who do you reckon? Ah, Imperial. Oh, there's a Mando! Scott, fight him!
Well, I'm a clone, technically, of Mando now, so I must go with... Yeah, because that's all been sorted by the Mandalorian now, isn't it?
Okay, then. Who would win in a duel between Mon Mothma and Padme Amidala?
Padme? Mon Mothma?
Yeah, every day. Come on.
Yeah. Good point, Mon
every
Mothma.
Every day, mate.
She's a strategist, and that's about it, and a pacifist. Yeah, nice hair, though. Nice hair.
Are you looking forward to the Book of Boba Fett, my friend?
Oh, yeah. Book of Boba Fett, the next season of Mando, the next season of the Bad Batch, everything.
Kenobi?
Huh?
Kenobi?
Oh, yeah, Kenobi.
Prequel boys, make some noise. Scott, it's lovely to speak to you again, bro, on the podcast. This is very, it's very poetic. It all rhymes.
Yes.
We don't need to give him a business card. He knows us.
He knows of us. We know of him. If you don't know Scott, Scott, where can everyone find you online, mate?
My Instagram is at @firstcloneuk. That's where I can everyone can find me. But, I mean, obviously, join the cheeky Discord of the listeners and then get to talk to me more often there.
We'll buy you a pint for that later.
Link up, daddy. So we are here with a fierce-looking Mandalorian who goes by the name of...
My name's Jordan.
Jordan, lovely to meet you, Jordan. At first, I thought you were Din Djarin, but you're not Din Djarin. You are just
Mandalorian bounty hunter.
And you look fantastic. Now, unfortunately, you were saying that you've lost a few bits.
Yeah, unfortunately, my cloak came off. I did have a secondary blaster, and the handle fell off that literally before I walked through the doors. And my thruster on my jetpack is coming off as well. But
oh,
I can tighten that up.
Then you just hate it when your cape comes off. Right, well, look, the obvious question is, Mando, we're two seasons deep now. What are you thinking about it?
Honestly, the best bit of Star Wars that's been out since the original series.
Season one or season two?
It's better than the prequels.
Oh.
Definitely better than the prequels.
Oh, better than Attack of the Clones. Well, season one,
don't get me wrong, I'm not a prequel hater. I love the prequels
man.
But we like Mandalorian so much better.
Season one or season two, which one would you put on right now?
Probably season two, because I've seen it less.
No.
Saw about 100 times.
I'm a season one boy. Yeah, oh, man. There is no wrong answer there, though, is there?
And Boba Fett's in season two, so you can't really go wrong with it.
Right, mate, I've got to ask you, how excited are you for the Book of Boba Fett? Because obviously, a lot of people just want that Mando season three, but we're getting other shows. We're getting Kenobi, we're getting Andor, Book of Boba Fett. A lot of people like it's almost, it feels a bit like a footnote. I don't know. What do you think? Like, are you excited for it, mate?
I think it's going to be good, but it's going to be like an anthology series from what I can figure out. Like his backstory, how he escaped from the Sarlacc and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Rather than the kind of the generic kind of thing that's Mandalorian soon, it's just a linear kind of show. Well,
what do you want to see from the Book of Boba Fett?
Lots of Boba Fett.
action, story, like what are you most looking
Boba going ham?
A lot of action. Yeah. Like when you saw him in Mandalorian Season 2, that was some of the best action sequences ever. And I think that's definitely going to be...
I think for a lot of people, that felt like justice. Vengeance.
Yeah, but I am vengeance, yeah.
And Fennec Shand, I think she's a great character.
Fennec's great.
As well.
Ming-Na Wen, what a queen.
Oh, she's amazing.
But Fennec Shand's a great character.
Yeah. Lovely. Thank you so much for taking time to speak to us, mate.
Cheers, mate.
This is the way.
This is the way.
My man.
At Star Wars Sessions, we like to pride ourselves on being an international podcast. We're welcoming of all nationalities. And we've got we are doing our Anglo-Francais relations today with a Welshman. Matty Bell, you might have heard of him. Matthew Bell is wandering around Comic-Con. We found him. We wanted to talk to him. Matthew, how you doing?
Bonjour and shumai. lovely to see you guys. It's great to be back in somewhere like this. To be back in a crowd, be back in a lot of people, a lot of nerds wandering around, a lot of people in cosplay. It's good.
It's a good feeling, ain't it? It's a good feeling.
It's just wonderful. I mean, we've all been cooped up for so long now.
Oh yeah.
We need to get out. We need to be doing these things.
I have missed this a lot. Like a lot. But I love, Matty Boy's right. Let's not make a mistake. You have flown from whereabouts in France again?
Well, it's Southwest France. So I've driven back from Southwest France in a van to bring some of my possessions from Wales back to South West France, and I thought I'd get this in, this stop in along the way.
So your van is parked somewhere in London at the moment, or
on a double yellow?
No, it's still in Cardiff. I've taken the train down today.
Oh yeah. I saw that. Well, we've known Matthew. Matthew's a patron, a long-time listener. You're in our Discord server. People might recognise some of your voicemails too. Yep. So you have been really involved in this. So it's great to meet in person. There's something magical about meeting in person, I think.
Absolutely. And, and
having a cheeky pint together.
Exactly. I turned up earlier on, messaged. Who was there? Johnny Olive.
Local boy, huh?
Then Big Brother Sean.
Yeah, that guy.
I think my
here.
Brother saw Johnny on the train.
Yeah, then your brother was there. Oh, yes. So
James, classic.
Yeah, it's just great to meet people that we've known each other online for so long.
That's what we're saying, mate. Yeah.
And you finally get to meet. We've been locked up for so long. It's just great. Yeah. Great to get out and meet people.
When us three, Dave Dunn, Matt's brother, Johnny, were all together, like it felt like we were a group of mates who've been mates sort of very long time together, right? Did you get that feeling?
Yeah, exactly. It's that sense of familiarity, that level of comfort. Because you know everyone, you've met everyone, you've spent time with them one way or t'other, virtually, but it's still time spent.
It's still time spent talking, conversing about the things that we love. And it's funny because you say we're cooped up and we have to get out. Oh. Whilst you were talking, I've seen a Yoda, I've seen a Jason Voorhees, I've seen a Pennywise, I've seen a Batman. Comic-Con's great, isn't it?
I've seen a Sith Slayer 246.
A Sith Slayer.
This is another sessioner, mate.
Oh, Sith Slayer, wonderful. Good Matthew to meet Bill.
Good to finally meet you.
We had Mo on the podcast earlier.
He's
our lightsaber guy, the podcast lightsaber connoisseur. But we've just bumped into him again. So
is Mrs.
Matthew,
Mo, not for another time.
Lovely to meet you, man. We're just saying about how wonderful it is to meet all of these people who we've all known each other vaguely online, everything like
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, yeah.
To get to meet each other.
I feel like I know all the sessioners virtually anyway over the past year, but it's so good to kind of meet everyone finally.
To have a huge room full of geeks is something special, isn't it, mate? Boys, while I've got you here, because I don't think I asked you this earlier,
right.
You know what I'm going to ask, mate, boy? Right. What are we looking forward to the most in Book of Boba Fett? Sith Slayer, you want to take this one first?
Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't really have a specific thing that I'm looking for. I'm just really excited to get some new content. Anything that is not the Skywalker saga. Not that I don't love the Skywalker saga, but it's nice to see all this kind of new, expanded material.
I want to be surprised. I want something to come along and grab it. If there was one thing I could pick, but it doesn't need to be there, I'd love to see a hut. If they could do a contemporary take on a hut. Oh,
okay.
Some might say it might be so good.
Right. over under 60%. Are we gonna hear a mention of or see Omega? Over under 60%. Any mention or visual sign?
I think over 60%. Yeah.
Yeah, they're fitting these things together well. So you'd think there'd be even an oblique reference in there somewhere.
I do hope so.
Fave Deloney, isn't it? Fave Deloney.
Boy Dave is all over that, isn't he?
So, yeah, mate.
We heard it here first. Omega is definitely in the Book of Boba Fett.
This is Guy Henry, known for playing Grand Moff Tarkin in Rogue One, and you're listening to Star Wars Sessions, probably Britain's greatest Star Wars podcast.
All right, guys, so we are here with Tayeb, who has his own stall at MCM Comic Con.
And is a legend.
I've been chatting / negotiating with Tayeb.
Negotiations were short.
It turns out you're a Star Wars fan, and you've got your own collection. What's interesting about your stall that has a lot of, would you say, toys and collectibles in general? You've got your own collection, right? So tell us about your own collection, mate.
Yeah, I mean, I've been collecting stuff since I was 8-9 years old, back in the first Star
Wars
movie.
He's only 18 now.
I know. This is the hair dye. funny that. The things I've been collecting when I was young, I remember when I used to go and buy Star Wars figures, pocket money was £5, and I would go and buy three Star Wars figures for £1.29 each. Back in those days, in 81 and 82.
That's it, bro.
I had the original Millennium Falcon, which I remember my mum bought me for Christmas for about £50 it was. And, you know, but the only thing I regret, because over the years, you know, I don't know where it's gone. My mum threw it away. No. God knows. But I managed to keep most of the Star Wars figures. And, you know, some of them must have got the original weapons. But those are the things that are my personal collection, which I probably won't never sell anyway. So,
because what's interesting is, are you coming here and selling some of your collection? Or is this all stuff that you've found? Because, we have another interesting story about your Phantom Menace stuff and a lot of your 90s stuff. Do you want to tell us about how you found... Because as well, they are in great condition.
They are in quality condition.
Like, yes. Some of this stuff looks like it hasn't been touched since 1999. So tell us about how you found some of this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I'm always looking out for like certain companies or auctions and so on. And I did find out about this woman whose son-in-law was passed away. Yeah. And she had a bit of containers, that storage units that she wanted to sell off in the auction. And obviously we weren't allowed to see exactly what's inside the storage units, and you're basically trying to bid for them.
Yep.
And they do say that it's got Star Wars figures or other character figures, but they don't tell you exactly how old or what new or what there are. So, you know, you go for the bidding collections and you go say, right, okay, you know, it starts off £50, it can go up to £1,000. But I was quite fortunate to pay something like £350 for a storage unit.
Yes.
And in the end I find out, you know, it had 1996, you know, Episode 1s and the Power of the Force, literally carded figures, and
bro,
none of them were damaged. So, you know, I was quite fortunate. So that's why at the Comic-Con, my prices are quite low.
There
and that's why I can afford to sell it. Then as long as I just make a bit on top of it.
Yeah.
But, hey, everyone's happy. You know, the customers are happy, the vendor's happy, you know.
You
so at least I'm not here
boy.
To just to try and, you know, rip too many people off.
No.
And, like, you know, a lot of store holders are around here. They're interested in buying my stock as well, which is surprising because obviously they know that it's quite reasonable.
Yeah. It's
you
stuff
know,
you don't often
price.
See elsewhere.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. And, you know, I have sold quite a lot already. And, you know, people are sort of walk away happy. And, you know, that's what you need, a smile on a customer's face,
What's the most expensive thing you've sold?
Today hasn't been... Most of the stuff I've sold today has been ranging between £5 to about 50.
Yep.
£50 probably one of the... I had a Doctor Who TARDIS unit.
Yes,
which was secondhand.
Nice.
But it was all... You know, a vintage sort of, well, not vintage, but about, what, 10, 15 years old. And it was a whole unit. And it was selling for £75. But the person who was buying it, the child was autistic.
Yes.
So, and he basically, I don't know if you've seen them walking around, they're actually mother and son. They're dressed up as, in the, what's it called? What's that film called again? The
He's
Incredibles.
Thinking. Yeah, oh,
Incredibles.
Yeah, we do. Oh, yeah. We had a picture of him. Yeah,
that boy who he's autistic, you know, whatever.
Yes.
So, you know, he wanted it. So I threw him some figures and he bought it for £50.
Nice.
So I knocked it down quite dramatically.
Well, nice
because
boy.
I was just selling the unit for 50, not without the figures. Each figure was 15. So, you know, it would have cost about 100. So I gave it to him for 50. So that's what the most expensive I've sold. That's because, you know, I could see the mother, you know, with an autistic kid, it's quite difficult. So he was quite happy.
Especially coming
to Comic Con, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So it was good. It was good, yeah. So you put so it's good.
And I've heard you're going to do me a cheeky deal. That's what I've heard.
Three for £10.
Rumour on the street.
Yeah, yeah.
No, what have you got a website or what, like if you go to cons, what stall should they look out for, mate?
Just look out for two Asian guys, always got a smile on their face, you know. And we're actually called Fine Toy Collectors.
Yes.
But hopefully next time I'll have a little banner. But I don't have a website. I do this as a hobby.
Yeah.
You know, 2-3 times a year, and it's enjoyable for
we
me.
Respect that hustle, mate.
Oh, I can't even lie. These vendors, you guys have like so much personality. I see you,
he's
mate.
He's in the back there.
I
laughing.
See you.
He's
you guys are enjoying yourself,
boy.
Aren't you? Thank you so much, guys. Thank you
Cheers,
so
mate.
Much, man.
Thank
appreciate
you, mate.
That.
Appreciate
thank
it,
you, mate.
Take care,
thank
mate.
You, brother. See you, mate.
Cheers, fella.
Roger, roger.
It's been a day. We're queuing up for some from Japanese cuisine. But before that, my eye was caught by someone, by our little green friend. But we're not talking about Yoda or Grogu. We don't worry about them. Venestra Rowe caught my eye. We've got some High Republic cosplayers. Chloe, Sophie, before we get into it, how are you enjoying Comic-Con first?
We're having a great time, honestly. We weren't sure what to expect because this is our first MCM and we've done other cons before, but like, we're really enjoying it. We're having a good time.
Yeah, no, it's very fun. Like, just cool to wander around and see all the cosplays and see all the stuff you can buy.
And just for, again, this is an audio medium, so people can't see. Just confirm, who have you come as?
I'm Vernestra. I'm Reef.
Reef.
And these are the first High Republic people we've seen.
Yes,
the first today.
High Republic, first I've ever
Which,
seen.
You know, like, congrats,
thank
by
you.
The way. There was a guy earlier that we thought was High Republic. Well, I thought it was High Republic.
He was
a Jedi Temple Guard, yeah, and he looked good.
Thank you.
But you made your own costumes because, you know, you can't really buy High Republic merch right now, can you? Now, you said, are you not making the Cavan Scott panel tomorrow?
We're actually not able to make it because tickets were sold out for Saturday by the time we got it. But, like,
oh, no.
We wish we were. Yeah, definitely wish we were. We've got some questions for him.
If you could ask him, if he was standing here right now, Cavan, mate, have a word of yourself. What was to be the one question you'd ask Cavan now, right now?
What question would I ask, like, right now, today? Probably just a general why, or explain yourself, or just a general what compelled you to do what you have done this week.
Specifically, are we talking about, is it spoiler or like, is
it? I'm not going to give it away.
You know. Okay.
You know.
On the same page?
Yeah, we've read this week's High Republic comic, so.
You have opinions. All right, well, okay, we will try to pass on your question.
Yeah.
And we'll do it. So you will be there in spirit tomorrow. Okay? Thank you so much for talking to us, guys.
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
The best podcast you've ever heard. Star Wars Sessions on the mic is quite absurd. Got a Patreon now with lots of tears. From $2 a month is all it is.
Best podcast.
Hello there.
Best podcast. Best podcast.
Roger, roger.
Best podcast.
That's right, people. From as little as $2 a month, for less than a cup of coffee at a coffee shop, you can listen to amazing content, extra shows from both Matt and I, and a cheeky podcast. Honestly, this is the deal of the century. Nice, spicy, tidy. Patreon.com/Star Wars Sessions.
It's the best podcast you've ever heard. Star Wars Sessions on the mic is quite absurd. Got a Patreon now with lots of tears. From $2 a month is all it is.
Best podcast. Best podcast. Best podcast. Best podcast.
Hello there, and welcome back to the MCM Comic Con episode 2021 London recap.
England, United Kingdom.
To be fair, I say welcome back. This won't really matter on an audio because we've just finished.
We're kind of welcoming ourselves back here, aren't we?
We're on day two. We're on day two, London MCM,
23rd
October.
Of October.
How are you? You all right?
Mate, I'm very well. We did well to recover from the night before. Thank you to Big Brother Sean Hudson for getting all of us into the after party at the Fox, dropping some dollars, and also buying a load of rounds.
A bit annoying that they're ticketing it, though. But,
yeah, it is a bit of a pain, but
we
had a little cheeky word, didn't we, with them about that?
Yeah, had a cheeky word, yeah.
But no, yeah, so that was good laugh, good dance, the vibe of the Fox last night, everyone in cosplay, the geek songs being pumped through the speakers all night, mate. It doesn't get any better than that. The event was quality. The after party was quality. Day one was filth.
It really, really was. Yeah. So, yeah, hopefully day two is going to be
just as
cheeky, just as spicy.
There's some panels. There's a couple of people we're going to try and collar during the day.
Yeah.
And just to mention to you, mate, we got home last night. We got on the train and we had a few people message us about some news that dropped last night. Hayden, our boy, confirmed to be in Ahsoka series.
kind of ridiculous. And then Rosario Dawson posted an Instagram saying, what did she say? She said
that naughty to Gruta.
She said, Sky Guy, they know. See you soon, snips.
And then
she posted on Instagram
both of them.
I checked this morning and it was deleted. And I was like, right, well,
really. So she's also good old Osaria also dropped potentially that Ezra is in it and Thrawn, but yep. with her Instagram post. And yep. now she's dropping out Sky Guys back, but the possibilities there, my friend, are immeasurable.
Immeasurable.
Can you imagine? So I'm sure we'll be asking people on the floor today about what they think about it. But yeah, good exciting news to start the day with. We've just had a full English.
We've had a cheeky fry up.
Yep.
We've got our drinks. We had our coffee.
We've got the professional with us today as well.
Yeah, yeah, we have. My brother's with us. He's trying to fix something for us that, anyway, we won't go into that.
Yep.
But yeah, there we go. Sure, this is where the fun begins.
Where the fun begins. Let's go in.
You want to do a clap on two and four.
Stage right now, which means they can hear you. I said they can hear you.
Yes.
Man, y'all are in for a treat. Some of you have been in this room. It's 9 o'clock this morning. We've spent 3 hours and 45 minutes together. About 15 minutes longer than you wanted to. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. I know you all are excited. This is going to be an amazing, fun time. Again, while you're here, make sure to make a new friend, because everyone in this room is a little weird. We're all a little different, and that's awesome. So seriously, talk about those fan theories that you can't talk with anybody at your normal job about right here.
Please welcome on stage. Cameras up. Holy crap! Please welcome on stage the wonderful Jonathan Major Sophia.
Just come out of the Loki panel where we were treated to the sight of Tom Hiddleston, Sophia DiMartino.
Yeah, and Sophia DiMartino.
Jonathan Majors.
Absolute lad.
How did you find it, mate?
Jonathan Majors was my favourite bit, to be honest.
He's king, isn't he?
Quite easily my favourite bit.
Every question he aced, and I don't, genuinely did. There was no messing around.
He seemed the most down to heart, down to earth.
Yeah, it was,
everyone else.
There was a confidence there, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Real confidence.
I can't lie. Right now, it felt very middle class.
Yeah, it did,
with,
didn't it?
Yeah. With Sophia and Tom.
Yes.
Very middle class British.
Very well spoken British.
Yeah.
And then Jonathan Majors rocked
up. Some of their
up.
Answers were a bit middle class. I
they
won't lie
were.
To you.
Majors rocked up looking fly. But yeah, he was in a film called The Last Black Man of San Francisco a few years ago.
Oh.
Really very good in that. Lovecraft Country was in that as well. Lovecraft Country, sorry. So he's been in a few things, and now he's joining MCU.
Well, hopefully one of those guys is going to be in Star Wars. I was going to ask that if they had a Q&A, but there wasn't a Q&A.
Nope. So no Q&A. Mr. Hiddleston...
So there's not really much Star Wars to report on, to be honest.
No, Mr. Hiddleston, he's not sticking around for PR, so we couldn't ask him if he's going to be young Sheev.
What was funny, they were like, what about Loki Season 2? They did this joke where they didn't like talk, they pretended the microphone was off or whatever. And didn't say anything, so Disney came down hard on that.
What I'll say though is, good panel, but the Jim Cummings one felt a lot more natural.
Yes, definitely.
The host, she was very good. She was fine today, but she was very good of Jim Cummings.
Definitely.
Jim was very Mark Hamill-esque in his approach, so.
You said that yesterday.
I did. Good panel today, very good. But Jim Cummings, hearing him sort of talking about his career and through film and voice was very interesting. Whereas today was just a little fun to hear about Loki.
Well, we're sitting here near the loos, and there's loads of air dryers going off. So I think that's that now.
Mate.
Let's crack on.
Let's do it.
The High Republic is coming on leaps and bounds. So many stories and releases coming out.
Yep.
You mentioned, obviously, you were called up to be part of the new era.
Yes.
What's the most fulfilling part so far of creating the High Republic?
It's coming to places
like... Did everybody hear the question? Sorry.
The most fulfilling thing? I think it is the response of the fans, because we were working in a vacuum longer than we thought we were going to be, because the world ended. It was supposed to be coming out halfway through last year. Obviously, we delayed it to the beginning of this year. And so that's when you start to worry, because you're like, everything was planned. But so to see people cosplaying, to see people making Lego figures, which is obviously a personal joy of mine, to see people getting invested and getting excited, that's been the most rewarding thing. Obviously, creating it is amazing. Having the books in your hand is phenomenal. But to see the reaction... no matter what you're working on, I think that's why we do what we do. I mean, part of it is because we're storytellers, and that's, we can't think that we're going to do anything else. But with something with something like the High Republic and with Star Wars, because Star Wars is such a big fandom for me, and I know what it's like to be a fan of something when there's Doctor Who, James Bond, Star Wars, to see fandoms responding, and having, when you start to see those moments where people start having theories, and now I have to sit there with sitting on my hands going, no, yes, because some theories are correct, I can see some theories aren't, that's been the best thing for me. Personally, it's to see the response.
Yeah, thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Okay, we've just been finishing up with the Kevan Scott panel. Very, very good panel. Kevan, he's a very good writer. You might have heard of him. However, during the panel, something caught my eye. A couple of High Republic cosplayers. I'm here with Lil and Kermaros. I'm so sorry for getting the name wrong. Firstly, are you having a good time at Comic-Con?
Yeah, it's been really good so far,
And again, podcasting, as I always say, this is an audio format, so sadly our listeners can't actually see you at the minute. So do you mind just describing who you've come as?
I'm Vanestra Rowe. She's a Miri Arlen who is dressed in beige robes with six diamonds behind each eye and purple hair.
And I'm cosplaying Avar Chris, Marshal of Starlight Beacon, with all the tabards and gold accessories and everything.
And with the High Republic, as Kevan mentioned, it's only been around officially since the beginning of the year, so about 10 months now. Yesterday we saw a couple of cosplayers. We saw Rhys Silas and another Vanestra.
Yeah.
Why the High Republic? Out of all the Star Wars eras, what is it about the High Republic that's appealing to you so much that you wanted to come to Comic-Con as one of the characters?
There's just a lot of potential for it. So it's new, it's shiny, and also I relate to a lot of the characters more. It's like you get to see more diversity within the Jedi. So in the Return of the Jedi, we see Luke basically being like, I am bringing back the Jedi, but then we get to the prequels and they're not all that. And the High Republic is... the Jedi that Luke is trying to rebuild, not the prequel Jedi. It's like, this is like the best era, and I do kind of really, I want to know how it all goes wrong.
I really connect to all the characters, especially because they're books, so you can learn a lot more about them than movies or TV shows. And I also just really love the aesthetic of the gold and the bronze and all of the shininess that the Jedi eventually lost. And like Lil said, like, how did they go from that to what we see in the prequels?
Right, well, that is the final question I'm going to ask then. At some point, the Jedi lose their way and they become dogmatic and arrogant like they do in the prequels. But surely Eivor's not going to turn like that. Surely Venestra's not going to become like that. How is it? What's going to be the catalyst? What's going to happen for the Jedi to suddenly go downhill?
So in the prequels, we hear the mantra is like, fear is the path to the dark side. And at the end of The Rising Storm, we hear the line, for the first time, Stellan Geos was afraid. So I just think that it is the fear of these eldritch beasts. Because, like, the thing is, spoilers for the comics, we saw the Drenga get captured but not killed. So I think that when Starlight burns, it's going to unleash it again, and it is the combination of whatever the leveler is and the Drengir that is going to ultimately destroy the Republic as an ideal.
Wow, okay.
Very well said. Along with the same lines of being afraid, is I think that they're just a bit out of their depth at the moment, and if that happens and when Starlight Beacon falls, like we saw in the new poster, I think they're not going to be able to control all of the evils that are coming their way, and the Republic will start to lose hope in them. And I think that's probably what's going to eventually kill the Jedi. So
very uplifting. So yeah, the High Republic will hopefully end on a high, but we've got a long way to go. Ladies, thank you so much for coming on the sessions today. Enjoy the rest of your time at Comic-Con.
Okay, you too.
Yeah.
Hello there, we're back, we're on the show floor. I realize whenever I see that there's no gaps in between our shows.
Yeah, no,
we're just,
yeah,
there's little break points.
We've
so anyway,
never gone away, especially the way this is edited. We've never gone.
We're still here. We're at MCM. We're with one of my dear friends, Ricardo Brito,
aka Beefcake.
Yeah, aka the naughty boy. Rick, what have you got for us, mate? What purchases have you got?
I just actually got PS2 game, the original Battlefront game.
Oh.
Absolute steal as well for £6.
Have you got a PS2?
Oh yeah, I got a PS2 already. I got a collection going on. I've been collecting some of the old Star Wars games for the PS2. And the first one I got actually was The Force Unleashed. I got that recently. So yeah, I've been playing through those. Brilliant.
£6, mate. £6.
What made you buy this one? What was the reason? What called out to you? Was it The Force?
It was The Force, absolutely.
The Force, it called to you.
But it's absolutely just... I've heard so many people hype up the old Battlefront games,
yeah,
and
man,
I've never actually played them, because they were a bit before my time.
Bear so dudes, old are
you? I'm 22, nearly.
Oh.
So yeah, a little bit before my time.
I'm doing like the maths in my head, you know, like the Matrix.
22.
I'm like doing that. When did Battlefront come out? Yeah, no, you would have been... It was 2005.
16
yeah,
years ago.
You were 5 years old. Yeah. I was very young.
He was a 6-year-old geezer.
But I did have a PS2, but I had like very little awareness of everything Star Wars. Like, I'd seen the Star Wars movies.
I had an Etch-a-Sketch when I was 6.
I grew up with the Star Wars movies, but like, I hadn't played the video games except for the Lego ones.
I don't know if I'm like really impressed or slightly depressed.
What do you mean?
You were like, yeah, okay, brilliant. Thank you, Rick, mate. Well, are you looking out for anything else, mate? What other purchases are you looking out for, buddy?
If I can find anything else to expand the collection, then I'll keep an eye out for it. We were trying to look for some stools that maybe had some proper like aluminium hilt lightsabers.
Ooh, well, there is, I
but
think
I
there
haven't
is.
Seen any today.
There is a sword slash saber stool somewhere.
Yeah, there is a stool that's selling lightsabers, yep, but I think they're the plasticky kind.
Yeah.
But yeah, looking out for the proper ones.
The real deal.
Filth?
Well, if you do that, we'll check in. If not, then you won't hear Rick on the show again. Well, I don't know. We don't know. All right, Rick. Thanks, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah, thank you. No problem.
Hi, this is Misty Roses. I am the performance artist for Queel and Frog Lady in The Mandalorian. And you are listening to Star Wars Sessions, probably Britain's greatest Star Wars podcast. I hope you enjoy it.
Hello there. Hello there, Kenobi.
Hello there.
Now, why did I say hello there twice? Because Adam is with us.
Hello
And your cosplaying account on Instagram, on the interwebs, is?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Of course. Can you do a good Ewan McGregor Obi-Wan?
I can't do Ewan McGregor's Obi-Wan, but I can do Alec Guinness's. Yeah. So I will try and... okay.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now, that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
No! Do you know what? That's not bad.
That's not bad. It beats ours. Hello there.
Hello there.
We're also joined by...
Andrew, simply Skywalking.
Andrew Skywalker, we're going to call him. Molly, as Ray as well. I've just bought a Ray action figure for £5, so represent.
Yeah, we got Ray. Last Jedi Ray. Why Last Jedi Ray?
Well, I just think it's iconic because, you know, I love the best look. I love the training on Arc 2 look. Luke Skywalker, it's honestly one of my favourite scenes in that movie is her training on Arc 2. So yep. I want to represent that, hence why I've been working on this cosplay today. Absolutely love it.
Hey,
yeah?
Hey. Good job.
Good job. Very good.
Anakin Skywalker as well. I'm assuming you've dressed as Anakin because he's your preferred character in the universe?
Yes, he is.
Do you like the bit where he slays the younglings?
Oh, I watch it on repeat.
Yeah, loves it. He loves it. Listen, mate, have you heard the news? Did you hear the news last night?
Of Hayden Christensen.
We all know Hayden, right?
Yes.
Right, so apparently he's been cast in Ahsoka, which kind of... isn't a surprise, but maybe it's a nice surprise. And then I don't know if you heard, but Rosario Dawson posted an Instagram about it,
yeah,
saying, oh, can't wait for this Sky guy. And then she deleted it a few hours later. So maybe Bob Iger was like, or Bob Chapek now, isn't it? Lord Chapek was like, don't delete it. Get it off. Yeah, what's everyone thinking? Kenobi first. What do you reckon, dude?
Well, I think this is great because we're seeing him in the Kenobi series as of next year, so that's fantastic. So it's kind of great to see the fact that Hayden's going to come back. Well, Anakin right here yes. is going to come back for the Ahsoka series. And plus, it just makes sense because canonically, we can't have Anakin where he is right now because Anakin is currently dead.
But
it'll be flashbacks. Yeah. I hope it's flashbacks of the Clone Wars. If we get Clone Wars flashbacks, I will just be the happiest guy on the planet.
Clone Wars flashbacks, what do you reckon?
Oh, absolutely. Just to see those flashbacks of actually him in the Clone Wars gear. Like him, I'm imagining maybe possibly if we get Ewan McGregor back to do Obi-Wan Kenobi in those flashbacks as well. Him in the white Clone Wars armor, Anakin in his Clone Wars armor, yes. Live action in the Ahsoka series would be absolutely incredible.
What about the long-held theory that Anakin is going to commune as a Force ghost with Ahsoka, and that's where she's going to get some kind of closure. Anakin's going to be able to tell her to Ahsoka, basically, yes, my son redeemed me, and before I became one with the Force, I repented my sins. Do you think we're going to get a Force ghost conversation?
I hope we do. I would love it. I'm just getting this image of a fan comic in my head where that happened, and I hope that's what happens beat for beat.
Lastly, in the Kenobi show next year, we're meant to be getting the showdown of the century. That's what Boss Lady Kathleen Kennedy, president of Lucasfilm, said, right? We got a Kenobi and Anakin here. Are they going to physically encounter again?
I think we're going to see Vader or Ewan do some kind of what Luke Skywalker did in The Last Jedi and force project themselves. Oh. Like, I get this image in my head of like Ewan in his little hut and then Vader sensing him messing with the saber only for a version of Anakin to appear behind him.
I've not heard that.
No, I haven't heard that before either.
I've not heard that. What Kenobi? Kenobi?
I think it'll be something similar to Star Wars Rebels, where he'll go into a Jedi temple, and it'll be a vision facing off against Obi-Wan and Darth Vader, and then Obi-Wan will find out who Darth Vader actually is, that he did not kill Anakin, and the realization will hit him, going, "My Padawan is still alive." Oh no! So that's what I.
Bad job.
Well, guys, it's been lovely chatting. It's been great, and I suppose all that's left is may the Force be with you.
And you.
May the Force be with you.
And Rey would win between Obi-Wan and Anakin every time.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yes!
Yes. It's happened. It's happened.
Well, they're very much in the footage, so we hope.
Found a sponsor. I love it.
Of all the panels and all the guests that have been at Comic-Con, of all the esteemed cosplayers, it pales in comparison to whom we're standing next to. My intro can't do it justice. Please introduce yourself.
Oh, blimey. Well, nobody will have heard of me unless you listen to this podcast. I'm Mark Newbold. I run Fantatrax, and I write for Star Wars Insider and StarWars.com and Starburst magazine, and a few other bits.
I don't know if you know, Mark, but we do this thing on our show whenever we mention your
quite
name.
Frequently.
We say, oh, yeah, like Matt be like, oh, yeah, Mark Newbold. Any time anyone says that, we go, Newbold! After any...
You know how dogs can hear things that other animals can't? I hear, every time you say it, I hear it. I look up.
There's like a force connection.
I would potentially call it that, yeah.
In the last few weeks, he's probably like, guys, pipe down. I just want to go to sleep. We're just screaming.
Can you not record at 3 a.m, please?
Yeah, I know. How was your con been? Because you're only here for the Saturday, aren't you?
Just for the Saturday, yeah. So, yeah, came in the train this morning. Weird coming back into big conventions like this. Yep. Did a couple of small ones. There was a lovely one in Coventry a few weeks ago. I went up to Doncaster for one in the summer. But big conventions, this is the first one. It's so nice to see people out and about. Sorry, I got a bit of Greg's sausage roll. Well,
do you want to explain that? How because that something magical happened where we've been saying for weeks, well, Matt specifically said he's going to whip his sausage roll out and
pound Mark Newbold with it.
Yeah, and we've got the sausage roll, and we've delivered it to you. How was it?
The way you delivered it was unique, I've got to say, and you definitely did bound it right in there. It was very nice. It was very nice.
The fun part, it couldn't have worked any better, because where Mark was standing, Mark was literally cornered. He couldn't get out if he tried.
Well, I don't know what Kevin Scott thought, because I just interviewed him, and you see two guys coming at me with the sausage roll. I mean, that is... I mean, you backed up your promise. You backed up your promise.
Standing when we chased you.
We literally missed him. He walked straight past us, I think.
Right. Yeah. Brilliant.
Because we came to grab him.
Maybe he's vegan. Maybe that's why he ran off. I don't know.
Well, we've heard about Matt.
We got Newbold, though, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Just quickly, I want to know two things, Mark. Book of Boba Fett, are you hyped?
Big time. Big time hype. Can't wait. I think it's going to be off the charts. I really do.
Really?
Yeah, big time.
Okay, second question. Did you see the news last night about Hayden Christensen?
Yes, and it makes all the sense in the world to me. And I've had thoughts about this. Nice. And like usual, as we do, put stuff out on Twitter. Just spitballing, you know. Some things might fly, some things might not. There might be a book out there that's already come out that contradicts my thoughts. But I just thought I'd put it out there. And some of the comments were really nice. And some of them were like, you idiot, this, that and the other. But blah, blah, blah.
Never.
But yeah, I think... I personally think he'll come back as a Force Ghost, because I can see the whole Force Ghost connection or communication happening.
That would be filth.
But plot-wise, there's such a gap between Jedi and the next story, even half a decade, loads of things that can happen. So, you know, I think if he's come back for Obi-Wan, and then they're doing flashbacks, which kind of feels like they'll do, and then, you know, there's pictures out there, people have said they've seen him in, you know, the burn makeup and such. So there's lots of different options there. Getting back as a Force Ghost as well ties up nicely to the end of Jedi Special Edition. There's some great ideas. Yeah.
Right, mate. We've mentioned Book of Boba Fett, Ahsoka. We've got Kenobi, Andor, Bad Batch. God knows what else coming out. If you could have one of them land in your television tonight, which one would you want to watch first?
Andor.
Andor straight up?
Hands down, no question, Andor. Yep.
Nope. Yep. Why, can I ask? Because I am the same.
Cassian was my favourite character in Rogue One. I like Cassian as much as I like Qui-Gon. Just there, the two guys.
You love Qui-Gon.
I love Qui-Gon. I thought it was ace. Sausage roll lover. And then, to get that story, you know, like 5 years before Rogue One, which is like 5 years before Star Wars, the build-up to the Yavin and Scarif and all that sort of stuff. It's just the ideas of the stories they could do in there to show how that all built to the point where they'd got the balls to try and do what they did at Scarif and then Yavin straight
That's
after.
That's a good point.
Can't wait to see that.
And who would win in a fist fight? Han Solo or Poe Dameron?
Great question. Han Solo. And he's not a brilliant fist fighter, but he's wily. He's wily, and I think he'd catch Poe out.
A low blow or something.
Totally a low blow. He wouldn't worry about a nutshot. He'd just do it. I don't see a problem with that. I think it will be Han Solo.
Han Solo, there we go, mate.
We love you, Newbold.
Love you.
And we're going to get you back.
Newbold!
We're going to get you back on the show at some point. And, hopefully, next time we see you... Book of Boba Fett might have come out by then.
Mate.
Or maybe not. Maybe we'll see you before then. I don't know. Oh, we might see you at Birmingham.
Yeah,
We're going to try and be at Birmingham, so maybe we'll see you there, and we can...
You'll hear us.
Maybe it'll be a steak bake next. Maybe it'll be a steak bake.
A bit of a change, but I could go for that. I like steak bake.
A cheese and beans slice.
Cheese and beans is nice. Cheese and onion's nice.
Ooh.
I'm really giving myself away here. Anything pastry-based, I'll go for
it. He loves a savoury snack, doesn't he?
You're a naughty boy, Mark. Thank you so much, mate.
Cheers.
See you soon.
Road. End of Saturday, day two, MCM Comic Con. I don't know about you, mate. My feet feel like lead.
Yeah, mine too. I'm done, mate.
Yep, it's time we're going to get some tucker and some.
We're going to get some food and we're going to go to the pub. You know,
how's it been, mate? Two days. Finally, we're back.
It's been good. It's been really good. It's been my favourite thing has been just the environment and coming back to this kind of atmosphere.
Yep.
And it's not just like one tiny room. It's like,
oh man,
you know, it's a big convention. Saturday in particular, today was so busy.
Today has been unreal busy.
We've been like non-stop doing multiple things, right? For whether that's like socials or like other things, other side projects. So yeah, mate, it's been good. And it's been good meeting everyone, seeing people.
Yeah, we've had two days of seeing different people. We had a whole bunch on Friday, the lads and ladies on today on Saturday, but it's been shoulder to shoulder busy today. However, after 2 years out of the game, I'll take shoulder to shoulder busy, mate. There is a lot more room though in here than there has been on recent years.
Yeah,
gotta say that.
Yeah, definitely there. It wasn't as busy from an exhibitor point of view. No. It's missing usually a few like staples. Here we go, look, random people. Go on, son. That's the Levi's jumper, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that is sought after, isn't it? There we go.
That is a fan. That is cool.
That's dope. Can I give you a
nice one? What's your name, mate?
My name's Curtis.
Curtis.
Abby.
We're doing Curtis and
Abby
podcast.
Have just walked past us.
Yeah.
Abby's got the Levi's Star Wars top on. It looks ace. It. Curtis was the main man behind it, though.
My decision.
Yeah.
I just got choked out by Darth Vader.
Well, I know, they're a bit feisty over there.
Yeah.
Are we recording Star Wars?
Yeah, man, we're recording.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Well, let's get you in. Yeah.
All right, are you Star Wars fans?
Yeah, I would say so.
You're wearing a Star Wars jumper. Like, what do you mean?
You have to be.
Do you just like the look of it?
Yeah, it's really nice, though.
All right.
Everyone. Yeah.
Even the women... And the children too. Prequel.
Who would win in a fist fight out of Darth Vader and Palpatine?
I mean, I've just been in between both of them.
Who's the beefier?
Who's the beefier, yeah.
Palpatine's going to give you a shock, isn't he? Whereas Darth Vader's... He's a bit menacing, though, to be fair.
He's quite imposing, isn't he?
Yeah, he's now choking someone else out. He's having a bad day.
I swear, they're like, these guys, they hold all their frustrations up.
Yeah.
And like they bottle it up and then they like release all of it.
Look how many policemen are just over there now.
But you see Darth Vader though, he picks up Palpatine, chucks him off the edge. So I mean,
completing the prophecy of the chosen one.
Exactly. Somehow so, Palpatine returned, don't forget.
Yeah, that's true. So I don't know. I think
Perhaps misread the prophecy has been.
Oh yes. Yeah. Alright, who favourite Star Wars characters?
Oh jeez. I don't know. I don't know, man.
Mando?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Ray?
Yeah. We watched that, didn't we? We started watching that and that killed us. It was so good.
That's good. What about
so good.
What about Ray?
Yeah, like Ray.
Yeah.
Like
something
Ray.
About her. Something about her.
She
certainly is.
Yeah. Oh. Right.
No, guys,
well, we were just
so much,
wrapping up our episode,
we
but we saw, I loved your jumper and I was like, oi, oi. So, anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll listen to yourself next week.
Yeah, shameless
cheers,
plug.
Guys.
Shameless plug. See ya.
Bye. So anyway, back to the professional outro there, mate.
Oh, wait, let's get James involved.
Oh, big boy.
James has been... Oh. James is... Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Yeah, so James has been with us today, doing a few bits and bobs, a few antics.
He's been the anchor today.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've been filming.
Yeah, a bit of filming.
But that's a secret.
He's been
taking our selfies
for us. All the adoring sessions.
But it's not a selfie if you take it, but...
Yeah. So, yeah, we're just wrapping up here. Yeah,
we hope you've enjoyed episode 135. This is 135. We certainly hope you've enjoyed our Comic Con exploits as much as we've enjoyed being here.
I think it was 100 episodes since our last Comic Con.
You're probably not wrong, actually. There, to be honest, mate.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
The amount of stuff we've done since then, but it's so much fun to bring it back to this geeky vibe.
As some may say, it was so good.
So good.
So good.
Thank you. Right, okay.
Thank you, guys.
Well, mate, I'm now back at my gaff, my manor. I'm assuming you managed to get back from Comic-Con, all right?
Eventually.
Yeah.
On both days.
It's
eventually,
post-Comic-Con,
yes.
Now, isn't it? Yes. Well, Saturday was a busy, busy day. We were all over the place recording varying things, running around looking for people, hanging out with some cool people as well. It was busy. I was flagging. I was absolutely on my feet at the end of it. Lukey Boy, however, took his posse, and they went and hit the pubs and clubs of Brandy XL. They were smashing the place up, I heard.
Well, the Fox was ticketed and we couldn't get in there.
Yes.
But we ended up going to we ended up going to a hotel reception that had kind of like a bar there, but they were playing like live music.
Nice.
It was not a Comic-Con vibe, right?
It was like a different vibe, yeah.
It was like jazz club vibes.
Well, I'm all and up we for that. Being me, that is.
It was all right. It was all right. It was good
Callum
stuff.
Callum and Megan smashing the place up.
That's classic you, mate, boy. Bit of me, that is.
It was a bit. I love a little jazz club.
Yeah, so that was really nice. But then afterwards, we went back toward the Fox.
Yep.
And loads of people, because the Fox was ticketed, loads of people were just outside having a drink on the street. No. Like, you know, in the square
So
people were just there with like loads of tinnies and that, and people had like sound systems and were just playing music. So we just hung out there for a bit.
Just chilling out in the square. That sounds like
it was
a lot.
Amazing.
But that's quite cool though. Look, the Fox was an absolute bop on Friday, an absolute energy sapping, fun time. Wonderful. And then on the flip side, something a bit different the next night. That's quite cool to shake it up a little bit. And to be honest, I wish my body wasn't so old and frail, because I quite like the sound of a jazz club and then hanging about with like-minded people in the square.
It was really good fun. It was really nice. It was a really nice way to end the weekend, mate. And it's been a busy weekend. We've met loads of people.
Yes.
If this is the first episode that you've listened to from our show, they're not all like this.
Yeah.
Let's make that clear.
Yeah, they're usually a little bit more structured. But and also, if this is your first time and you're thinking, these guys are so cool, I want to dedicate my life to them, just start listening from the latest shows back and you won't regret it. But every single person who we put a microphone in their face with consent and who contributed to this show and to our experience as well, because we were there as fans, we were there to work. But we're there as fans, and everybody who joined in, if we didn't interview and we just had a little dance with you at the convention or just had a chat, thank you so much for giving your time. Everybody looked great. The cosplays looked great. There was such a good vibe. The attitude was spot on. It really contributed to Luke and my experience of Comic-Con. We're back again at Comic-Con. So thank you, everybody, who took even the tiniest bit of time for us over the weekend.
Yes, mate. Yes. Well said. Well said. And onwards we go.
We certainly do.
It really is like Comic-Con season here in the UK, so you never know. We're hoping to go to MCM Birmingham next month. So let's see how that goes.
Let's get a manifest that bad boy. But onwards we go. However, that is that then for our Comic-Con special episode 135 of Star Wars Sessions. But the fun doesn't end there. No one's ever really gone. Where can the world find us, Master Blywalker?
Matt's recording from a jungle.
Oh, I've got a plane going outside. It's so hot in this room.
You can find us at starwarssessions.co.uk. Search for us on social media at Star. What was that?
That was a lion.
It was an elephant in my room. Yeah,
I've been called that before.
Oh, Matty boy, no. What have I said? What have I said on the show? No self-deprecating. Right, okay. Search Star Wars Sessions on social media. We'll be there. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Do you fancy sending us a message or a voice note? Send it to our email address, hello@starwarssessions.co.uk.
Yes, sir. We're on Anchor FM, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn. Anywhere in the galaxy, you can find a podcast. You're going to find us there. And if you do love our show, please consider leaving us a good review on your podcast provider of choice. And head on over to podchaser.com. It's the IMDb for podcasts. We're on there, and 5 stars would go an awful long way to getting more people in, to getting more people to engage with, because that is the lifeblood of the session. So thank you, guys.
Yes, and please tell all your Star Wars friends about us. Friends. Tell your mum, tell your dad, tell your mates, tell your cats, tell Jim Cummings and Cavan Scott. Tell your Ewok, tell your cousin, the more the merrier. The castle's spicier.
Tell Jonathan Majors, he's a bit of all right, that guy is. However, with that, I am going to say this is the podcast you're looking for. So until next time, from me, see ya. And from Luke.
May the Force be with you, always.
Luke!
Luke! Hom Tiddleston. It's a good one.
They are Essex-based podcast heroes.
Tell that to Kanja Club.